From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. When Daimler Chrysler announced that it was selling Chrysler last week, it didn't take long for financial reporters to figure out that the deal was more giveaway than sale. Daimler actually had to pay to have Chrysler taken off its hands. And that has raised big questions about the real value of the other big U.S. automakers, Ford and GM. Both are in the middle of major restructurings. Ford, in particular, is struggling. The company is pinning its hopes for a turnaround on former Boeing executive Alan Mulally. NPR's Jack Spear spent some time with Mulally in Dearborn, Michigan.
Growing up in Lawrence, Kansas in the 1950s, Alan Mulally had big dreams.
I can remember the day that John F. Kennedy got on TV and he told us all that we're going to go to the moon. And it wasn't going to be just about the moon. It was going to be about what we learned about doing it. So I can remember raising my hand in front of the TV and said, count me in.
A vision problem would keep Mulally from joining the astronaut corps, so he went for the next best thing, a degree in aeronautical engineering. In 1969, Mulally went to work at Boeing, where he would spend the next 37 years becoming the head of Boeing's commercial airplane division. When Bill Ford first called to offer him the top job at Ford, Mulally says he turned it down. But he says he kept thinking about it and ultimately changed his mind. He couldn't resist the challenge of trying to pull off yet another turnaround.
Everybody said Boeing couldn't compete and the United States couldn't compete. We didn't have the work ethic and we didn't have the commitment. And well, Boeing's back as the number one airplane company in the world, and there's no reason that Ford and the United States can't compete. But we have to decide that that's what we're going to do, and then we have to take action to make that happen.
Ford paid Mulally $28 million in salary and bonus last year, and what they want him to deliver is nothing less than a Boeing-style comeback. He's only been on the job for about 8 months now, so it's hard to say whether the company is making a good investment. On a sunny afternoon at the automaker's test track in Dearborn, Mulally shows off one of Ford's newer models, the Fusion.
You can really feel the suspension stiffen up to provide that good stability coming around through. This is the Fusion that put head-to-head up against the Toyota Camry and the Honda Accord. Almost in every case, they rated the new Ford Fusion the very best.
But while the Fusion and Ford's new crossover vehicle, the Edge, are selling reasonably well, other Ford models are sitting on dealer lots. Last month, Ford saw its U.S. sales slide by 13% compared to a year ago. So engineering a turnaround at Ford will be difficult. The company is still carrying out a painful restructuring that will eliminate 30,000 UAW jobs. In the middle of all this, Mulally decided to go ahead with a plan to reward his top executives with bonuses. He said the bonuses were necessary to keep key managers from leaving. But others think he made a big mistake. Gary Chasen is a labor professor at Clark University.
I think it's a very bad mistake to offer bonuses to management right now. One of the key elements in demanding concessions is what's called equality of sacrifice. Everyone must sacrifice equally. And if workers see now that management is not sacrificing as much as they are, they're going to reject concessions.
And along with labor issues, there are questions about whether Mulally's experience at Boeing will be of much help at Ford, where instead of one major competitor, the automaker faces nearly a dozen. As recently as 2000, Ford sold more than 4 million cars and trucks in the U.S. Last year, that number fell to fewer than 3 million. The earliest Ford is expected to return to profitability is 2009. Efrain Levy is chief automotive analyst at Standard & Poor's.
Right now, I think they need more appealing products. A lot of consumers are not even looking to walk into a Ford dealership, and if you can't get them into your dealership, you're not going to sell them cars.
But despite the dizzying array of challenges, Mulally doesn't seem overly concerned.
I am more convinced than when I accepted this job that we can create a viable Ford Motor Company that makes cars and trucks that people really do prefer, and we can make them using minimum resources and minimum time and be competitive with our competition. And we have the plans in place to do it, and we're going to have a lot of fun doing it.
But fun is something that's in fairly short supply at Ford Motor Company right now. Ford has mortgaged nearly all of its assets to come up with the money it needs just to stay afloat. It has a lot riding on Alan Mulally. Jack Spear, NPR News.
to see Ford's Dearborn test track, and also to hear what it sounds like to take a ride in a souped-up Ford GT, you can go to our website, npr.org.